This is Jim.
Hey Jim, how you doing?
I'm well.
Good. Hey, what kind of presence does a guy like Dom have for you at this point in his career? Been around a long time and seems like he's a pretty good leader, probably.
Oh, no question. I think you guys are very familiar with Olin Krutz and what he brought to the Bears. Offensive line, their offense, and their entire team. He and Dom are friends, and they have a lot of respect for each other. And I think Dom brings a lot of those same kind of things to our locker room and our offense and our offensive line.
You look at an offensive line, you talk about building it, and you want a great athlete at left tackle and things like that. But how important is leadership from that center position?
Well, first of all, that guy's the quarterback of your offensive line. There's calls that are made on every single play, both run and pass. The center has to decipher a lot of different blitzes and try to put the offensive line in the right position. And a lot of those are moving parts. A lot of those calls happen, right in the heat of motion and all those different things. So you need somebody that can see the whole field, somebody that's level-headed, somebody that can put his fellow offensive lineman on good position. That's just part of the job description for a center. Like you mentioned, for a left tackle, you want that elite athlete, and everybody has different job description, but it just goes along with being a center, is you have to be that guy that can make all those calls and can make them under duress when everything's flying around.
Jim, Reggie said that it felt like Calvin's 320 were a quiet 320. What was your sense for what opened that up against Dallas?
Well, that last one I don't think was too quiet. That got us down to about the half-yard line with 12 seconds to play. That was the loudest one of the game. But yeah, I mean, Calvin has that way about him. I think it's similar to Matt Forte. Forte, a lot of times, he goes out and gets those yards, not only rushing but also receiving. And it doesn't seem like a whole lot, and then you look up at the end of the day, and he's got 160 yards total offense or whatever it would be. So those guys are great players, and great players have a way of making it look easy. And I think Calvin fits in that category.
Was there anything defensively that Dallas was doing that Matt saw and was able to capitalize on there?
Yeah, I mean, they did whatever they could to get him stopped. I mean, every defense starts with Calvin being the focal point and trying to get him stopped, and they knew in the game what an impact he was making. But he's a guy that when he's doubled, he still has a way of getting open. I mean, he was doubled just about every game last year, and he set the NFL record for receiving yards in a season. So he's used to dealing with that kind of thing. You're looking around in our division. A great back like Adrian Peterson, he faces 8-man front every play, and he almost set the record last year. So great players have a way of sort of having the chalk last, so to speak, and being able to take defensive scheme and defense coordinators and everything that defenses do to try to take them out of the game. They have a way of being able to neutralize that.
How did the looking at some of Monday night, how are the Bears different with McCown?
I don't know. They're a whole lot different. Cutler has great mobility, keeps himself alive. I think Josh did the same thing. He spread the ball around. I think one of the big changes in the Bears' offense this year is, they have multiple playmakers and they're using all of them. We already talked about Forte. You can't go very far without talking about Brandon Marshall. But Alshon Jeffrey and Martellus Bennett, those guys, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 as far as number of touches. And it spreads the defense thin. They've also done a really good job of getting rid of the ball quick and avoiding sacks. I think they've only taken 13 this year, and that's a big difference than in years past. So Josh did all those same things. He avoided sacks. He moved the ball around to his playmakers. He used his legs to make a couple plays, keep some plays alive. Had a great touchdown pass when he was getting hit, and that's something that you expect from a Jay Cutler, but maybe not as many people expected that from a backup quarterback. But I think you look at what he did against the Redskins, and obviously getting a win at Lambeau, that certainly gets your attention and it gets your respect.
what was your sense? Obviously, you got to Jay three times the first time you guys played and got four takeaways as well. What was your sense for what the catalyst of that success was that afternoon?
I don't know. Honestly, we didn't play especially well on defense other than the turnovers. And, you know, it just shows you how turnovers can, you know, affect the game. The Bears defense has always made a living on turnovers. You know, big play on Monday night was Peppers intercepting that ball. You know, Tillman and Jennings punch out so many fumbles. I think they're leading the NFL in forced fumbles. Very opportunistic team. Well, we were that team in the first go-round. And we made some mistakes, but our turnovers, our interceptions, and, you know, forced fumbles and scoring a touchdown on defense, that sort of made up for those things. You know, a couple weeks ago we played Dallas and we had no takeaways. Our offense turned it over four times. We were still able to get the win because we played very, very well in the other sections. And, you know, it just all goes together. I think that, you know, we have some pretty good playmakers on defense. A lot of it starts with our ability to get pressure up front. If we can get good pressure up front, then we can cause some turnovers, and that goes a long way to putting our offense in good position to make plays also.
After the first game, the Bears were talking about missing tackles more or less against Reggie. What does Reggie do to make it so I guess a lot of teams that play him aren't able to tackle him very well?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those great running backs have a way of doing that, and that's just part of their, you know, skill set. That's what God gave them, is the ability to make guys miss and run out of tackles. We talked about Forte and his ability to make big plays. I think he's got three runs over 50 yards this year. You're not getting those all without contact. You're going to have to make some guys miss and be elusive and things like that. And Reggie has that ability. We lacked that ability last year. We've lacked that ability since we lost Jalvin Best as a player. But, the synergy, I guess you'd say, between Calvin and Reggie. You know, Calvin's going to open up some space for the run game, and Reggie's a guy that can go hit it out of the park if they intentionally walk Calvin. And I think that's a big difference for our offense, the big plays that Reggie's made, not just in the run game but also in the passing game. A lot of his long passes this year have been real short completions, and he's run after the catch.
Did you watch Monday night's game as it was occurring?
Yeah, I was in the office. I saw, you know, I wasn't glued to it, but it was on, and I was sort of listening to it as I was working.
Did you see when Trestman decided to go for it, fourth and inches, fourth quarter, inside his own 35? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I did. I saw that in real time. I think originally they had sent the punt team on, and then he reloaded them and went and got that yard. I mean, that was a great run by Forte because A.J. Hawk had gotten into the backfield, and, I think fullback had done a nice job of getting him picked up. That play didn't look real good to start off with. It looked like it was going to be a loss of about 4 or 5 yards. And then Forte went and got that first down. They were able to grind out a significant portion of the clock. And, I think that was obviously a huge play in that game.
As a coach, do you, in those situations, do you have principles you use to decide whether to go for it? How much of it is gut feel? How do you kind of weigh through those decisions?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's risk and reward in everything. We had a situation, it wasn't in our own territory, but it was similar. It was late in the fourth quarter. We were playing the Redskins early in the season. And we had a fourth and one, and we could take the field goal and go up 6 points and give the ball back to the Redskins. And potentially, you know, they score a touchdown and win the game, or go for it on fourth down, which we did, and convert, and then score a touchdown and then make it a 10-point game and really take it out of reach. So you have to weigh all those things. You're not going to go for it every time in your own territory, but sometimes you got to have confidence in your ability to pick that yard up. There's other times where, you know, you got to send the punt team on, and you got to be able to trust your defense. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is you got to, you know, it doesn't matter what decision you make. It's whether you win or lose the game. And, you can go for it on fourth down. You can get that fourth down. You fumble the next play and give the ball back to them. Everybody's going to say, well, you should have punted, even though you made it on first down. So on fourth down, stats and everything else sort of goes out the window. Everything you do is just try to get a win, and that certainly helped them get the win.
for you guys winning that game against Dallas, get a close game in the final minute, going into a bye, what was the psychological value of having that springboard to go forward with?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's helpful to win before a bye. You know, NFL players are resilient. You know, I think that's – they all know it's 16-game season. And, you know, I think – you know, you have three teams in the NFC North right now that are all 5-3. But, you know, I think everybody knows that five wins isn't going to get anybody into the playoffs, and five wins isn't going to win the division. So it's not what you did in the first half of the year. It's what you're going to do in the second half of the year. And, you know, I think there is some psychological lift to going in with a win. You know, I don't know that coming back, you know, in the game had a lot to do. We've come back in a lot of games. We've won, you know, our share of close games and things like that. But I think there is something with confidence, and I think confidence, each team is a little bit different. And, you know, that the confidence to, you know, be able to come back and be able to do that, I think that helps later in the season.
What specific area have you seen the greatest growth in Stafford this year?
You know, I honestly don't know that there's any significant area growth. I think he's performed at a high level for a long time. Early in his career, he was injured, and that sort of set him back. You know, he's been available, I think, 40 games in a row. He's been out there, and he's been playing. He's always had very good command of our offense. He has very good command of what defenses do. You know, he's tough. He can, you know, he can throw a fastball. But the throw he made to Durham before the throw he made to Calvin Johnson late in that game, there's not many quarterbacks that could make that throw. I mean, he ripped that ball across the field, down the sideline, over top of a corner, underneath the safety. I mean, that was just a freakish throw. But I don't know, probably the only thing that Matt's different with now is the fact that he has more experience. You know, when he goes against, you know, just making up a Mel Tucker defense, well, we played Mel Tucker defense last year when he was in Jacksonville. So, you know, it's not new for him. Every experience isn't new. You know, I think that the quarterbacks, you know, it's just something that comes with the job. The only way you can get experience is by playing. And that's probably been the biggest difference with Matt.
Thanks, Jim. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. See you on Sunday.
Thank you.